Zoo fam, welcome to the Ministry Zoo with Wes and Jess. This is episode el numero, I don't know, what are we, 24.
24. 24.
I mean, we are running strong. So I am Wes Ayers, and I am here with the mystical Jess Estep, looking mighty fine today. We are in a little cabin in the woods. There you go, Ben Hayes. And we are so glad that you're joining us today. Jess, the beautiful Smoky Mountains have called us in their domain for this weekend, and we are excited to be here.
Yeah, it's a good day. We've had a good weekend so far. Started yesterday up here in Pigeon Forge, and we're getting into why we're up here, but the weather has been excellent, and the company has been even better. And man, it's been a great couple of days so far. We've got about a day and a half, 2 days left of being up here. And we are coming to you today in episode 24 from the Critter's Nest cabin in Pigeon Forge.
I keep forgetting it's called that.
It's Critter's Nest. And in fact, our special guest today said that he was up through the night because he heard a critter on the roof. He's upstairs in the room upstairs and heard a critter through the night making a nest, maybe, you know. So there's a reason why they call it the Critter's Nest. And but man, it's good to be up here. It's been real relaxing and fun, but I'm glad to be in the zoo. I'm glad that we could broadcast from the cabin,
absolutely,
and be with everybody.
It's a beautiful place that we're in. I'm not real sure what it's affiliated with. I just know that this is where I was told to go. So, but it's very beautiful, and we're so happy to be here. Before we introduce our guest, and we'll give him the opportunity to speak a little bit, Jess, what have you been doing? What's been going on?
Well, you know, it's one of those things we've kind of gotten into a rhythm now of our weekly activities, and for so sure. There's not a whole lot of changing. Our schedule will change a little bit this coming week because the Monday night football games, B team, junior high, those are coming to a close. So we'll move our Bible study back to Monday nights. But yeah, I went to Rogers to out your way.
Go Pirates.
To TM Rogers to watch the B team boys play Brooks. Well, Brooks was playing Rogers. Either way I say it, I can win because I had boys playing for both teams. And so I got to see some kids, Jake Wallace, Braden Rogers, and Jonathan Aday, and saw Noah and Logan Turbeful, and just so many other kids that don't go to Killing that I know and have known. And I just love watching those guys. Yeah. I just love watching those guys in their spirit, their heart, you know. And so that was Monday night. Tuesday night we had our Tuesday night Bible study. In fact, what we ended up doing when everybody got there, we turned on the Ralph Gilmore debate that was going on Tuesday night, and I thought that might be an interesting change, something different for them to witness. I don't know if they'd ever even watched anything like that before, and you know, I think that some of them came away with some stuff. You know, they were wordy, not long-winded, but I mean, some difficult words really when they got into the scientific part of things, and so they were a little bit lost, you know, for a little while, but they kind of understood where he was going, and you know, I think it's good for them to see, you know, somebody like that that's standing for the truth. And so that was Tuesday night. Of course, Wednesday we had our fellowship meal before church, and had a good Bible class. And then, man, we left yesterday and came up here. So what about you? What have you been up to?
You know, like you said, it's just kind of the normal getting into the routine of going through different things. We had, you know, of course, we had Exalt Sunday night, which is kind of an area-wide thing. And
forgot about that.
Just, you know, several different various other activities that we've got going on. So different things we're getting planned up for, getting ready for. You know, I mentioned a couple of weeks ago that we've got some things that are kind of working that I can't really talk about just yet, but they're coming down the pipe, and things are looking pretty positive for those things. So just real excited about those things. Keep praying for those things for us. It's going to be a very exciting time. Some new and great things are really coming, and God's just been really, really good to us, and just continues to bless us in ways that we don't deserve. But, man, it's been great. So we're like you, you know, just the normal routine of things that are happening, and just hustle and bustle, and just having a lot of fun. But, Jess, we do have a guest with us today.
We've introduced special guest.
Yes.
Very special guest. As Tony DiNozzo from NCIS would say. Very special agent.
That's
what he always said.
Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is the Navy division of the FBI.
Yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
Sorry.
This guy is much more important than that. today we have with us AJ Gooch. We've already introduced him on Facebook Live, so the live watchers are getting a treat as well. AJ is the youth minister at the Stony Point Church of Christ in the Florence area, and we love and appreciate AJ and his family so very much. AJ is long in the tooth in youth ministry. He looks very young, but he's significantly older than I am. But he's been around for a while. He really has established himself well in his love and devotion for God and for young people. And we're just so thankful to have him on the show today. AJ, welcome to the show. Tell us a little bit about yourself, your family, and then tell us what you've been getting into prior to coming to the conference this weekend.
All right. Well, I am significantly younger than Jess, so I'm just glad that
I didn't say anything.
I know, I know.
Sat over here and was quiet.
It really is an honor to be on the Zoo with y'all. Like I said, I've been waiting to be on here for about 5 months, but I'm glad we had the perfect opportunity this weekend.
Yes, for sure.
Well, I've been working at Stony Point Church in Florence, going on 9 years. At the end of this year, it'll be 9 years. Yeah. And so I'm very blessed to have had that time there. Hopefully, more time in the future. I love the work there, love the families there. The minister that I work with, Brad Adcock, he was my youth minister, so I couldn't ask for a better working relationship.
That's cool.
So anyways, that's a little bit about the work that I do. I'm married to Hannah Gooch, have two kids, Caroline and Cecilia, and, loving every day with them. I'm missing them though right now.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. I know y'all are all missing yours at home too, but a little bit about what's going on this week. Of course, y'all said some area things, Sunday night exalt. But I've been coaching soccer for both of my girls. Yeah, so we had a soccer game. My oldest daughter had a soccer game Monday night, and I coached that, and we lost 6-0. So that was a little rough start for the week.
So you're Saban-esque.
I'm Saban-esque.
And your coaching skills.
No, we lost.
They lost 6-0.
I know.
I'm sorry, but you know we're on the rise.
That's right. Yeah, you're coming. Yeah, I got you. I got you.
Hey, my youngest daughter's team. We're undefeated.
Well, there you go.
And we won. The other coach, and I had a little tussle. I know this is off. You know, but the other coach was like, "You're not coaching well."
Oh.
And I said, "Oh, thank you for letting me know that."
Words of affirmation.
But she accused one of my team members of scoring like 12 goals.
Nice.
And I said, no. But
it was 11.
We won. It was only like 10. Maybe.
Yeah.
But anyways, but you know,
take what you can get.
We've had fun with that. But one of the things that I've been excited about was this week at Wilson. There's a group that's meeting on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
And they're called Christian Student Impact, CSI for short, I guess. And it involves about 30 to 40 students. And they've been meeting on Wednesdays, but this week they decided to meet every morning and emphasize prayer.
Yeah.
And so Tuesday morning I was able to go. I took breakfast for most of them. We had just a short time talking about prayer, how important it is to pray with another person.
Yeah.
You know, of course it's important for us to just have a good prayer life.
Sure.
But I encourage them to find someone that they knew, they trusted, that they can pray one-on-one with.
Yeah.
Because that's just a great experience. And then Wednesday, since I guess, you know, see you at the pole is a big thing, they met around the flagpole outside, had a song, devotional. We had one of the Wilson alumnus speak, who's a member at Stony Point, and he did a great job. And this morning, I hadn't gotten to talk to any of the students, but this morning the guys and girls split, they had split prayer sessions. One of our seniors at Stony Point, Maria Mask, she was doing the girls' session. So I'm excited about that, proud of my kids for being involved in that, and just thankful for, you know, even at public schools for those kinds of opportunities.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's incredible, man. I've been super impressed with how things have gone. Of course, you know, we're doing that at Brooks, and just the amount of kids that are willing to show up that early, I'm super impressed that they came every day. This morning, obviously, I wasn't able to be at Brooks, and you know, right now the way it is I'm the one that's there, and I bring the food every week and lead the prayers and everything. But one of our teenage boys, Kurt Peck, today, he's a senior, and and he stepped up and he took charge and led the prayers. And one of my other boys sent me a picture and told me how many came. They still had close to 40, even though, you know, I was out of town. And I messed up and I really forgot to send out. I always send out a text and post everything on Twitter and Facebook. And I had waited till about 10 o'clock last night when we got back to the hotel or the cabin. And I was like, oh, I need to remind everybody. And, you know, I don't know if it's because of that, you know, they still had plenty show up or they just had planned on doing that. But, yeah. Man, I love it when these young people are willing to step up. Oh, yeah. It just really is. It's great. So
we've got the group that's meeting once a week at Wilson. We've got the prayer group meeting at Brooks. The devotional's happening at Rogers. Mm-hmm. And then Andrew at Lauderdale County has taken over the FCA there. So lots of good things happening around the county,
that's the area
that we're familiar with. So if you've got things like that are happening in your area, why don't you pass those along to us, you know, so we can know and we can support those efforts, be praying for those efforts so that good things will happen and good things will continue to grow and God will be glorified through those things, because it's awesome to watch these young people just grow mm-hmm. and to mature in their faith and to take those leadership roles and to do those kinds of things. It's really powerful, really impactful. And I know Maria. I know Maria very well. She's a very talented young lady in many respects. She's a fantastic basketball player.
Well, and she got homecoming queen. Isn't it
really
awesome that
that's awesome?
Queen
yeah,
led a girls' prayer session.
Now that's you want to talk about
that's
influence
right there?
Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. So lots of great things happening. Y'all keep praying for young people. Man, they're facing all kinds of challenges everywhere. So just keep praying for them, keep encouraging them, and they're doing really, really, really great stuff. So, fellas, this weekend we are in Pigeon Forge. We're at the M2Y Conference, the Ministering to Youth Conference. This is a conference designed for not only youth ministers, but for elders in the church, different members of the church, youth deacons, whatever the case might be, for people that work with young people specifically. I know we've got some teen ministers. We've got some small children's ministers. We've got elders, deacons. We've got people all across the board. We have great speakers. Lonnie Jones is here. Kyle Budd is here. David Shannon is here. You know, big names across the brotherhood of good people. Jess Estep is here. You know,
in attendance, by the way, just in attendance.
Jerry Elder is here. You know, just names of men that are just super faithful and super influential and very blessed to be able to sit with them. And you know, guys like Chad Landman that can teach us how to use different things to enhance our ministries and to market our ministries and to help spread the name about our ministries and still be able to glorify God through those efforts. You know, lots of good things happening through those avenues. But the way we're going to do this today, since we have AJ on the show, is I'm just going to ask these guys a couple of questions. Some of them I might put my input in. They didn't really ask me to do that, but I still might do it anyway. But we're going to kind of see what happens and what we've got going on. And then we're going to we're just going to ask some questions, kind of see what the answers are, see what's happening there. And then we're going to move forward into our final rush. So,
yeah, I'm sorry. I know y'all are hearing this. I'm messing with some levels here and I'm reaching over. We have a different setup. So if you hear a rattle. If you hear a rattle in the episode, I'm sorry. I'm trying to find where it's coming from, and I can't. So,
but anyway, so that's one of the great things about being on site somewhere.
Yeah, you never know what you're going to get.
You just never know what you're going to run into, but that's all right. We're working with it. We're going with it, and we know that you will support us in that effort as well. So we're talking about M2Y. We're talking about the reason why we're here, what kind of brings us. So, AJ, we'll just kind of start with you. What is it that draws AJ Gooch to the M2Y conference?
Well, you may have mentioned this, but, you know, this is the third year that M2Y has been happening, and, you know, I think it's a good thing, especially, you know, that it's kind of had a steady growth over the 3 years as far as in attendance. But what brings me here specifically is, first of all, of course, just the spiritual enrichment that it offers. But that's first of all. The other questions may, you know, allude to this a little bit. But secondly, just the time that, you know, is spent in, you know, with other ministers, with other youth ministers that, you're able to share, you're able to just, you know, get together, share experiences, share, you know, maybe even lift each other's burdens. And so that's a huge benefit. But as I know you'll talk about, or we'll talk about in a minute, the spiritual enrichment. I mean, you mentioned some of those guys that are here. Just getting to hear them share maybe some of their own experiences, but also their biblical knowledge and insight is just an awesome thing. You know, because we need that refreshment. We need that maybe even renewal that can come from that.
Yeah.
And so that's what draws me here. I'm really glad and thankful that my congregation has allowed me to come these last 3 years. And, you know, we, as far as in my ministry, when I get back home, you know, there's always a sense of, okay, I'm ready to kind of reemphasize this or refocus. And so it's definitely helped my ministry.
Yeah, it can be super impactful because you've got different guys that may still be actively working, and you've got guys who have been in youth ministry and understand the time and labor that goes into that work. So, yeah, certainly those aspects are huge and instrumental in why we're here. But Jess, what brings Jess Estep to M2Y?
Well, I guess, you know, I was sitting here listening to AJ, and I guess that he pretty much sums it up. But, you know, I think personally, you know, for me, you know, every now and then you need to get away.
Yeah.
You just need to kind of, you know, escape. I forget who it was. I think it was Jared Bailey today in his session was talking about the need to just get out of town for a little while, even if it's for a half a day or a day. Sure. On your day off or something. Yeah. Just get out of town. And, you know, just every now and then you need that recharge. And, you know, and I feel like, you know, that's what it is for me, you know, this time of year when M2Y comes around, to get out of town for a little while, to clear my head. And, you know, it's great if you can do that and you don't have anything else going on. But, you know, to come up here, there's a little bit of downtime. You know, yeah. There's not a whole lot in the afternoon, some, but to be able to come and not only get that rest that you don't normally get, you know, usually get at home with so many things going on, but to be able to come up here and go to some of these classes and sit at the feet of people that can give you some knowledge, some ideas, some practical things, you know, what really draws me to it is the desire to sit in some real practical classes to say, here's how you can better your ministry, and here's some things maybe that we do, but here's things that we've heard of, and here's some new things going on, some new technology. You know, I appreciate Chad Landman so much for staying on top of, you know, the technology world, because then he just throws it out and shares it with everybody, and then all we have to do is go find it online. And when, you know, I might not find something. There were several things yesterday that he mentioned as far as graphic design and things like that that I had never heard of, and some free stuff. And so we may do an episode coming up of just, you know, things that we have learned at M2Y that we want to share. But I think that's the draw for me, you know, the retreat part of it, but also, you know, having some fresh ideas to take home and things that, you know, maybe we could try to start doing to enhance the ministry back home. Obviously this year with you guys, and we've been hanging out with Jordan Abrams, but with you two guys here in the cabin, it's been extremely fun. And we just don't do this. We don't have time to do this enough, you know, it's not been all just fun. You know, we've been in our classes, but the in-between times hanging out, you know, that's, it keeps me going, man. It's really great.
Yeah.
But we appreciate everybody that does the conference. I know it's a lot of hard work.
Oh yeah.
But that's kind of the draw for me.
Awesome. You know, there's just so many good positive things that come from this weekend and this time that we have to spend together. We just can learn so much and be influenced by other great people of faith, people who are just working extremely hard and understand the push and the pull that comes from ministry and what has to happen. And, you know, of course, Jared was talking today about the ministry in the long haul. So, you know, it's just different things that are happening, different things that are going, different things that are moving. And I just think that's awesome. So, you know, Jess mentioned and I had mentioned, and Chad Landman, we've actually been on his podcast before. So if you're looking for a way to maybe enhance your ministry a little bit, maybe you're looking for new ways to implement some technology into your ministry, he has a podcast as well. It's called Ministry Bits. So little plug for Chad there and his podcast. He does a great job there keeping us and keeping you informed on things that are going. So let's talk a little bit about the structure of M2Y. So we start the day with a keynote speaker. Then we break into some classes. There's usually three different classes that you can choose to go from, or go to, excuse me. And then they have a class for elders who are here.
Women's class.
And then they have a women's class as well. So those things happen throughout the day. And then we break for lunch. Then we come back and we have different times that we can spend together, different classes again. And then we end the day with a keynote speaker again. So what is it when you're, and you get to pick the class that you go to, you get to choose which one you want to go to. What is it about you guys that make you pick the class? Jess, we'll start with you. When you're picking a class, whether it be the morning session or the afternoon session, when it goes to picking a class, what draws you to that particular class? Is it the material? Is it the person who's teaching? What is it that draws you to that class?
I would say in my mind, and I guess I haven't really thought about that until you posed that question, you know, what goes through my mind? I think there's probably three tiers that I think about. The first tier, the first, you know, thing I'm looking for is, are there, when I see the final schedule, I look at it and I say, are there some classes that are going to address immediate needs in our youth group? Okay, so if we're struggling with, you know, unity, or we're struggling with, you know, how to make a schedule when everybody's busy, you know, those types of things, if that's been an issue with the congregation or with the youth group, then I'm going to look and say, okay, that might be something I'm interested in. Yeah. The second one is I'm going to look for, where are the practical classes? What are the classes that by the title, it looks like they're really going to give me a lot of nuggets to, you know, a lot of ideas, a lot of brainstorming type of things that I can possibly apply when I get home. Obviously, I'm going to look through the schedule and I'm going to cancel out the women's class. I'm not going to go to that one. I'm probably not going to go to the elders class unless it's something that has to do with relational things between ministers and elders, and I've been to one of those. But I'm going to look at that and say, okay, well, that's for the elders. So then I'm going to look at what's left. I'm going to say, what is there that meets our immediate needs in our youth group? Number two, I'm looking at what are the practical things? And then number three, I'm probably going to look at the speaker. Do I know the speaker? Does that speaker, you know, excite me as far as, you know, I know that he's dynamic. I know that, you know, the types of things that that speaker is going to talk about. Maybe I've been to his class before. Or is this a new speaker that I've never heard that I've been wanting to hear? Or, hey, is this somebody that other people have talked about that said, you got to go hear this guy? Yeah. And that's kind of, I guess, those three things when I look through and I'm trying to figure out what am I going to go, you know, what am I going to hear? What am I going to go look for? Then I think that those, that for me is kind of my rough, that at a glance, that's what I see. What about you, AJ?
Well, I mean, you know, the way that I choose what to go to is probably pretty similar. You know, just take, for example, we just launched our redesigned website. We got a new logo at Stony Point and things like that. And so I was definitely interested in the technology class and the use of, you know, design. And so that's, you know, whatever. And like you said, whatever maybe your group. But then also, you know, what my group is going through, but also, you know, maybe my congregation as a whole, you know, website, that kind of thing. But there's usually something touching on, you know, family, like David Shannon. He's going to be talking about, you know, how to encourage working with non-traditional families. Well, that's something that if you've got blended families, you know, that's something you're going to deal with a lot, and especially, you know, in youth and family ministry. So that's kind of, you know, what might turn my head to say, oh, okay, I want to just hear what David has to say. Of course, David Shannon, yeah, the speakers, is a huge...
It helps that it's David teaching and not me.
Well, I mean, if you know
AJ,
somebody...
AJ, let's be honest, you wouldn't go if I was teaching it. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, and, you know, when you look down the list, you see, Lonnie Jones. And it's hard, say you've got a same class or a class time of Lonnie doing one and David doing another. Well, you know, you just got to pick, and maybe you can go back and hear Lonnie's later. And, you know, it might, I think they've uploaded some to their website. So yeah. I'm sure you can go back and hear those lessons you might have had to miss.
Yeah. So when you're looking at different things, and you know, we talked about some different transitions that are happening at your church, and so you look for those things. You look for those opportunities where you can go and you can hear people that the board has decided, okay, the MTY board has decided, okay, this person is pretty solid. And you have guys like Lonnie Jones who are coming in and speaking about different counseling areas where you can really, you know, you get into some pretty meaty stuff. I mean, you find out exactly what kids are struggling with, what they're dealing with. And so you hear a name like Lonnie Jones and you think, you know, yeah, we're struggling with that. That's something that's huge, or, you know, it's starting to develop. And you hear that topic with that speaker and you think, yeah, if I can help by listening to what he's got to say, and I can take that back to my congregation, how powerful can that be? So for me personally, I look at what the topic is, you know, and if I feel like it's something that I can take back and use to enhance our ministry on any kind of level, I do it. The only negative thing is, you know, sometimes you've got loaded speakers with loaded topics at the same time.
Yeah.
And you have to make that choice
because you
can't be in two places at once. So one of the things that we had talked about in the morning session was maybe we divide and conquer a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We you know, one of us go to a different area and we take some notes there. We come back and share. But like AJ said, you know, you can go and check out the website. I know they've loaded up some of those. Not loaded up. It's upload. Sorry. I should go to more of Chad's classes. You can go and you can see those things and you can hear those speakers and you can hear their topics and their material. So it's really great. The last question I want to ask you guys, if a youth minister is thinking about coming to this conference and they're kind of on the fence about it, you know, they don't know if it's beneficial to them or if they would learn anything. First tell me, what would you advise them to do on coming? And then what would you advise them about as far as getting here, what they can expect when they get here? Would you advise them to come, yes or no? And then why? Because you can expect this. AJ?
Well, hopefully, you know, for any youth minister, hopefully the eldership, congregation, what have you, would want them to be able to come to something like this. You know, some kind of enrichment, some kind of workshop, conference, whatever you want to call it, but at least that would give them some, you know, just some fresh ideas maybe, or just some encouragement, some renewal in their ministries. And I would encourage, if you could come to one or two, I believe, youth ministry-focused events, M2Y would be one, and I would suggest maybe the Revival at Graymere. Both of y'all have been there in the past.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that may help. One's in the spring. If you can't do something in the fall, you can do Revival. If you can't do anything in the spring, then maybe look forward to M2Y. You know, I don't know where it's going to be. I'm sure they're going to announce where it's going to be next year. Like I said, we've been able to come to the last 3 years.
Yeah.
Moving around, it might depend on your ability to come or not, but if you're, you know, whether you're a fresh youth minister and only been in it for a few years, or even if you're seasoned, I think something like M2Y, but especially M2Y, can be just so beneficial.
Sure.
And for so many reasons, like Jess mentioned, just the recreation aspect of it.
Yeah.
Especially the content, I believe, has been great so far. And I look forward, you know, to seeing what they might be able to offer in the future.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's some guys that were supposed to be here this weekend that weren't able to make it. Ben Hayes, Brandon Edwards. Mm-hmm. And maybe they're, you know, since they weren't here this time, maybe we'll get to see them on the schedule for next time. And did I answer the question? I think, you know. I just think whatever opportunity there might be before you to come to something like this, I mean, make it happen if at all possible.
Yeah, I would say definitely come. You know, give it a shot. If it's not for you, if it's not your thing, then that's one thing. If you just, you know, hate it, I can't imagine anybody coming, you know, being a part of it and hating it. It's, you know, it's been beneficial for us. We've started, you know, and gotten several different ideas from it and started things that, you know, they're just regular for us now. And I'll tell you what, just being with the guy, even sitting in the class, seeing the other guys is encouraging, and telling stories in between classes, the ups and downs of ministry you get to talk about. We had very, you know, it took us 4.5 hours to get up here. We drove straight up. We did not stop. So,
which was impressive.
It was, we rocked it out. But, you know, that talk on the way up here was, you know, almost like as beneficial as being in one of the classes for me.
Sure.
To hear you guys talk about your ups and downs and know I'm not alone. And so there's that aspect of it. You can be around the other ministers. You know, y'all kind of rib me about being the old guy, even though I think I'm only about 5 years older than y'all. But as far as years in ministry, you know, we're about to begin our 17th year of youth ministry. And I know that sounds like a long time. It flies by. And I don't say that to say, oh, I'm so great. You know, I've had 17 years. I say that to say there's times when I feel like I'm new to it because things have changed since the year 2000 or 19, well, whatever it was. You know, things have really changed.
Old,
I don't even know. I know, I'm telling y'all. I don't even, you know, I'm just saying there's been a lot that's changed in the past 16, 17 years of ministry.
Yeah.
And so there's sometimes that I feel like it's so, there's so many new things and there's so many new things coming out all the time that I feel like I've got to come to something like this if it's offered to learn about what's going on. I don't feel like I have reached the pinnacle of youth ministry. I don't feel like that at all. I want to learn. I want to talk to AJ and I want to talk to Wes and Evan and I want to talk to the other guys and, you know, and hear about, well, what are y'all doing? And I get on Facebook pages and you can call it Facebook stalk if you want, but I'm looking deep into some of these guys and, you know, okay, you did this. Okay. How'd that work? What'd y'all do? And okay, you posted this about this game and I'll get online and look at, you know, how do you do this? So, you know, I think as far as that's why I'm so drawn to the practical aspect of the class, and not every class at M2Y, I'm not going to, you know, say that every class is practical. Some are designed not to be so practical.
Yeah.
But I'm so drawn to those classes because I'm an ideas guy. I want to know what your ideas are and I want to know, you know, how you implemented that. And I want to know if I can do it at Killen.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that's what I would tell somebody. As AJ said, if you're young, you need to be at M2Y because you need to network with people. You need to meet some of these people. I think most of the guys are from Tennessee. Mm-hmm. From what I can tell, the bulk of the speakers are from Tennessee, all across Tennessee. But we've got a good contingency from Alabama. You know, I think there's some Georgia guys. To meet these guys in person, it's one thing to be in a Facebook group with them and to meet them because it's been shared and people have grown. But it's another thing to see them face to face. Hey, you know, I'm for Facebook friends with you. We're in that youth ministry group together.
Yeah.
But to shake their hand and hear what they're doing is great. And so to network, if you're seasoned, like AJ said, you can always grow. You know, we always need to have the attitude that we can always grow. There's always improvements we can make in our ministries. And so I think this is a good avenue for it. Like AJ said, I'm anxious for the announcement for next year and to, you know, to be talking about or, you know, maybe giving some suggestions on what we could, you know, what we could be learning about next year. I say that because they always ask for suggestions on topics and things like that. So, you know, I would definitely say come, you know, and see what it's like.
Yeah, for sure. As far as it goes for me, this is one of the highlights of the year for me, being able to come here and hear these guys and be around these guys. And you're right, there's a lot of Tennessee guys here, you know, the tide is represented as well. You know,
we won't hold it against them for
here,
being in the volunteer
here.
State.
But, you know, there's several good things about it. If you're young, like Cody from here, Florence Boulevard, he's here, and so he's new to our area. So it's good to see he and his wife here and see them being a part of this. And then you've got people like Michael Deese, who was in our area for several years, and now he's in Tennessee. And so we get to see him.
And don't get to see him much.
This is a good time for a reunion.
So reunions,
We got to catch up with he and his wife and see that they're very happy and doing well, and we're happy for them. And You know, it's just a great opportunity to not only get to enrich your ministry and learn and grow, but you also get to catch up and mm-hmm. see people that you admire and you're so impressed with, and people that you've developed relationships with and that you love that have possibly moved off, and then you get to see them again, or new guys that have come into the area like Cody, and then you get to come here and be with them. And it's just, it's super special. If you have the opportunity, man, you really need to get here.
Let me also, and I meant to say this, if I'm making a suggestion for guys that are coming up maybe for the first time, if your wife can't come, definitely find somebody to stay in a cabin or the hotel room with. Sure. This has been fun. It's just been a blast to hang out with you guys. And I know, Wes, you and Evan have roomed together some. And I took my family. I know AJ brought his family to the first one in Orlando, and that was great. But since then, Lori hasn't been able to come with me. And last year, I stayed by myself in a room, and I still got to hang out with y'all during the day. But at night, I was just like, okay, I'm back here in the room by myself. Having this cabin, I mean, AJ, appreciate you lining
for
that
sure.
up.
Yeah, and thanks, AJ.
It's just been a blast. I mean, we've had so much fun. So you can make it, you know, whatever you want. If you want, you know, guys that you know that are, you know, a state or two away, and you want to say, hey, if they have it up here again in Pigeon Forge, that is, or if there's a cabin nearby, boy, I think that'd be awesome to say, hey, guys, you know, let's all get this cabin and let's just have a reunion weekend at M2Y. So that would be my suggestion. All find somebody to stay with.
So let's do it now. All right, we're going to take bids on where it's going to be. I'm calling Pigeon Forge again next year.
Yeah.
Do you think?
If I was guessing, I'd say this has been a good location so far. The numbers are up, I think, from last year, and there hasn't been that I know of any complicated. I know last year they were doing some remodels at the location, and so it caused a little bit of problem, but I think it's been pretty smooth as far as that goes. So I would say they may try this again.
What do you think, AJ? We coming back here?
If they maybe. I would say, let me just say this, if they don't keep it here, I'm going to guess Memphis.
Memphis might be a good location.
I can throw down on some barbecue.
Hey,
I ain't scared. Before we close out, I got a few announcements that I want to get to, and then we'll do our final rush. But we talked about Chad Lamon on the show a little bit today. Mm-hmm. He's had to readjust his schedule. He was supposed to be with us the bulk of the weekend, but his son is having some things done at Vanderbilt Hospital. So he's having to leave us early this weekend. So please keep Chad and his family in your prayers and your thoughts, and hope that all goes well there. We know that God is the great physician, and that, you know, Chad will definitely covet your prayers. Also, Ben Hayes. Mm-hmm. Ben is supposed to be with us this weekend, another shift in the schedule, but they are welcoming a new child into the family. So we hope that Ben and his wife are enjoying that time together and the birth of their new child. Such a wonderful experience and a great experience to be able to be a part of that. From the Ministry Zoo, we want to say thanks to Brian Sterren and the M2Y board. They put in a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of energy, a lot of resources into making this happen, and we appreciate them so much. We want to thank our wives. All three of our wives are back at home working, taking care of the kids, and we appreciate and love them so very much. It's because of them that we're able to do things like that. So thankful to them. We're thankful to our elders and our church groups for being so understanding and working with us to have this great opportunity to come here, kind of recharge our batteries, learn some new things, grow in our ministries and in our relationships with others. And so we're thankful for that support. And, you know, from everything that happens this weekend, we just want God to be glorified at the end of it. You know, through the process, we want God to be glorified. Everything that we do, it's for Him and His kingdom and broadening the borders of that kingdom. So just a few shout outs, a few thank yous, and it's final rush time. Jess, what's happening?
Well, you know, I mean, I don't have much as far as our final rush goes.
Boring.
I know it's kind of boring, but I've just been so focused on this weekend. You know, I guess I would just end with echoing what you said. You know, thanks to Brian Sterren and his wife that worked so hard on this and the board. I've been talking with Ben. I was just looking on Facebook just a second ago to see if there was any update.
Yeah.
The last thing I saw was he was posting a picture of the family before the baby was here. The last family photo of six, he said. And so six. Is that right? Or maybe before.
How many? Counting the parents.
Counting them. Yeah, it is a family of six. Mm-hmm. So about to be seven.
That's awesome.
But no, coming up, we're in our schedule. We've got 121 coming up on Wednesday. We've got our Bible study coming up on Monday night. And let me just say again how excited we have been to have AJ on.
For sure.
AJ kind of completes us, if you will, as a group. I'm just kidding. No, really. You do. But he got the cabin lined up.
For sure.
And it's been a great place to stay. So glad to have you on, and we'll have you on. You know, we might have you on again.
Maybe.
We'll see.
All right. AJ, what's going on with you?
Well, final rush. I don't know. I'm missing my family, but yeah. I'm really enjoying this time with y'all. And thank y'all for letting me be on a episode. I appreciate both of y'all for what you're doing. I really do. Appreciate you for just who you are, but also your ministries, but also the extra stuff like this. Yeah. You know, and I hope that you know, things that y'all say and do on here are providing some practical help or whatever, just some encouragement for guys who are listening. So I think it's a great thing.
Well, AJ, we can't thank you enough. We loved having you on. We certainly hope that you will join us again very, very mm-hmm. soon. For us, you know, it's just the norm. I mean, we're right in the middle of things. We're getting ready for some super cool things. One thing that I am excited about, and it doesn't happen until the end of next month, the end of October, our elders recently took up helping with the Nashville Disaster Relief Center. And so we support that work there, and we're going to take our kids up there. There's a Thursday and Friday where they're out of school. The football game happens on Thursday because it's the last game of the week or the last game of the year. So we're going to take them on Friday, and we're going to go up there, and we're going to help them pack some boxes and reorganize their warehouse and spend a little time up there so that our young people and me, because I've never been a part of it, you know, to experience that. And then we're going to go to a haunted mansion.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Where they put you
with
a group. And
not for me.
You get one group and one flashlight. And you go through it. I'm super excited.
Really?
So it should be a lot of fun. But guys,
have
we
fun
just.
With that.
Hey, can I tell a story real quick?
I wish you would.
Okay. So
time's up. We thank you for going. I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
Hopefully, it won't take long. But it's kind of funny. So we took me and Matt Burgess. We took our groups up to disaster relief in Nashville that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's been years ago. Okay. There was nothing going on. Okay. We'd called them ahead of time and they knew we were coming, and, we got up there, and to be honest, they didn't have that much for us to do. Mm-hmm. I guess they had a lot of groups, or I guess they have some downtimes. I'm not exactly sure. They had a project for us, and I'm not discouraging anybody from going. It just is a funny thing that happened to us. And it's something that they needed. But it was one of those grunt jobs that turned out it was really disgusting. But what we did, they had a pallet of canned meats. Like, it was treat and Spam, that kind of stuff, in those little cans. They'd had a whole pallet that had fallen, and, like, so many of the cans had busted, but they were in this humongous cardboard box. And no lie, like, they were probably... Okay, we had two of those boxes. Well, we had a pallet behind us, and then about six or seven of us, maybe more like 10, around that box, digging into it with wipes, picking every one of those cans up and wiping the juice off and cleaning the cans. And then we would hand them behind us, and the people behind us would put them on the pallets, and we had to stack the clean ones, the good ones, on the pallet. But that process, I'm telling you, maybe you'll get to do that when you go up. I don't think that's a normal thing, but it was like every can we picked up was just like, is that got goo on it? Yeah. Oh, you know, just wipe it off, clean it off. But, you know, I mean, that's one of those things that nobody wants to do, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But that's the kind of stuff that needs to be done. And for them, it was beneficial. But look, they deal with that kind of stuff all the time. So let me just, you know, since you talked about it, let me plug that. If your groups can go help Nashville Disaster Relief, Churches of Christ Disaster Relief, try to get a group to go over there, because that's really cool. I didn't mean to interrupt you, but
no,
I just remembered that funny story of us going up there and digging through all that.
I will forever remember your spam story.
Well, good.
Guys, we are so thankful for you being with us. This is our show today. We are super excited that you joined in with us. Jess, thank you for what you do. I appreciate and love you very much. AJ, thank you for being on. We appreciate and love you very much. And we love you, and we thank you for tuning in with us today. And we will catch you on the flip side right after Jess Estep tells you where you can find us.
Well, first of all, I believe that the Braves have gone...
No one cares.
Like 10-1 in the last 11 games. But, yeah, you can find us.
Haven't we won 110 games?
Listen, you say go Cubs every week, and I keep my mouth shut. I'm just saying we've won a lot of games lately. But now it's like 5 days from the end of the season, so whatever. Yeah, you can find us, and we hope that you find us and communicate with us. We covet your suggestions and your comments. Find us on Facebook Live through our page, the Ministry Zoo page. Facebook.com/MinistryZoo. You can find us on Twitter. It's at Ministry Zoo. You can email us. The best way to get in touch with us is to email us, MinistryZoo@gmail.com. Find us on the Podomatic app. You can find us on Podomatic.com. You can find us on the iTunes podcast app. You can find us on Google Play. Google, I assume if you Google Ministry Zoo, you'll find us. So try to find us, communicate with us. We love to chat with our listeners. And that's where you can find us.
That's how you'll get in touch with us. Thanks again, guys, for being with us. We appreciate you so very much. Keep working hard toward the goal, and we will see you the next time. Go Cubs!
See ya.